Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, November 1st. I'm Mark Daniels. The NFL weekend kicked off Thursday night in Miami, and the Dolphins defeated the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime, almost blowing a 17-3 lead. Cincinnati roared back to move in front on a late field goal, but the Dolphins tied it with a kick with 11 seconds to go, and in overtime, a rare finish. Cameron Wake sacked Andy Dalton in the end zone for a walk-off safety, giving Miami the 22-20 victory.
You know, it's one of those, it's almost like a movie moment, you know, right before the play, everybody's looking at each other's eyes like, listen, we need to play right here, you know, and all day it's been happening, guys making plays, and, you know, just had to do whatever you can to get to the quarterback, put the ball on the ground.
Happy ending to that movie for the Dolphins, who are now 4-4, but for the Bengals, who had a four-game winning streak snapped, Andy Dalton didn't think he avoided the safety. Happy ending for that Miami movie. The Dolphins snap a four-game slide to get to 4-4. Bengals had a four-game winning streak snapped, are now 6-3, and Dalton thought he avoided the safety.
It's tough. I don't know exactly, you know, the rule, if it's foot, if it's ball, I don't know what it is, but from the replay I thought it was out, but I don't know. I obviously I'm not an official, and I don't know how they judge that.
Green Bay Packers have got to wait until Monday night to take on the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field. The Bears without quarterback Jay Cutler, and head coach Mike McCarthy says quarterback change to Josh McCown is not as big of a deal as the Bears have having 2 weeks to prepare coming off a bye.
I mean, we're in an unscouted look mindset with the Bears, you know, on a bye week, and obviously us coming off a Sunday night game. So, you know, they've had, you know, an opportunity to step away and prepare a little longer for this game. So, I mean, those are the kind of things we're looking at as far as the quarterbacks. You know, you look at the video that's available, and I don't think it's going to change their offensive approach or their style of play based on who plays quarterback. So, but hey, that's why you play the game. We'll see what happens.
Packers are 5-2, lead the NFC North. The Bears, under first-year head coach Mark Trestman, will come in at 4-3, and he knows what he's going up against.
You know, they're a very good football team. You know, Dob Capers does a great job with the people that he has, and he's had injuries and is able to make the best of it. And I think they're just overall just playing very, very good continuity football. And certainly, you know, Aaron is, you know, playing at a very, very high level, an elite level. And we're going to have to, you know, play well in all three phases of our game on Monday night.
It kicks off at 7:40 Monday night at Lambeau Field. In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers are coming off their second bye of the season. Head coach Gary Anderson leading the Badgers into Iowa City to take on the Hawkeyes. First meeting since 2010. They play for the Heartland Trophy, and this series has been tight all time. It's 42 victories for Wisconsin, 42 wins for Iowa, and 2 ties.
It's gone back and forth and been very physical, and I expect nothing different. So our kids have great respect for Iowa. I'm sure Iowa's in the same boat, and they know that they're going to have to put their best foot forward to have a chance to win on both sides.
And the St. Norbert Green Knights are coming off a bye. They will host Beloit College Saturday afternoon at 1 at Schneider Stadium in De Pere. The state high school football playoffs resume with round 2 action on Friday night. Best of luck to all of the area teams still alive. To the NBA, just 2 games on the schedule. The Chicago Bulls beat the New York Knicks 82-81, and it was Derrick Rose who hit the game-winning jumper with 6 seconds to play.
You got to win in the league, in this league. Whenever you can get a win, you got to be happy with it. If anything, like I said, we can learn from it, look at film tomorrow, and when we're up 10 points or when we're up period in the game, that's when we have to be our most aggressive.
Rose finished with 18 in the victory. The Los Angeles Clippers beat the Golden State Warriors 126-115. Steph Curry had 38 in the loss for Golden State. And Chris Paul went off for 42 points and 15 assists in the win, but said he didn't do it alone.
I think it was a collective effort. You know, I think one of the biggest things we did all night was we sort of slowed Klay Thompson down. You know, I think what helped is he had to guard me. You know what I mean? So that hopefully tired him out a little bit.
After dropping their opener in New York, the Bucks will try to get their first win in Boston against the Celtics on Friday night. In the National Hockey League, the Boston Bruins beat the Anaheim Ducks 3-2 in a shootout. Jerome Iginla scoring the only shootout goal. New York Rangers beat the Buffalo Sabres 2-0 behind Henrik Lundqvist. 29 saves for the shutout. Lundqvist said it was a big win coming off a tough road trip.
Coming back, you know, we start to find our game more and more, and I think we trust each other, trust us. System more and more, and that's a big thing. We need to continue to improve, but it's looking better and better.
Phoenix Coyotes looking better. They improved to 9-3-2 with a 5-4 shootout victory over the Nashville Predators. Couple of baseball notes. Matt Williams going to be named the new manager of the Washington Nationals, succeeding Davey Johnson. Williams spent the last 4 years as a coach under Kirk Gibson with the Arizona Diamondbacks, 5-time All-Star, third baseman and outfielder. And the Boston Red Sox will hold their World Series championship parade Saturday in Boston. The parade route will take them right past the Boston Marathon bombing site. A nice touch. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.